The Taoiseach has said people would have expected an early warning system in relation to looming energy security concerns. He was speaking after it emerged the government had commissioned a review into what's led to the worries that demand could outstrip supply at this time, at times this winter. Let's hear more from An Taoiseach.
Well, I think we will be having further meetings with the CRU and with Eirgrid in respect to this. We had meetings late last year in respect of this. We gave sanction to emergency procurement of generation, the government did, in an unprecedented way. And we gave them, you know, the capacity to procure energy generation on a short-term basis in terms of dealing with procurement issues and so on. There are issues there that need to be examined in respect of this, but government will do everything it possibly can to ensure energy security for the people of the country. And it's also important in terms of industry because, you know, we are growing our foreign direct investment capacity. It's grown exponentially now in the last 2 years. And so it's very important that people have certainty around energy security. In that context, then, we really have to accelerate renewable energy and offshore wind energy in particular. And that's a big challenge in the coming years.
Yeah, but we're talking about this autumn and this winter.
I know, but I mean, we have to deal with both the immediate, which we gave capacity to CRU and others to procure energy for this winter and next winter. But in the medium term, given the growth of the economy and the continued growth of the economy, particularly on the industrial side, we also need to take measures for the medium term. And that's extremely important. And then we have to look at demand reduction as well in an intelligent way. And there will be further engagement and consultation on those issues.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking earlier. Ivana Bacsik, leader of the Labour Party, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mary.
Do you have questions for the regulator, the CRU? Do you have questions for Eirgrid? Do you have questions for the government?
I do. I have questions for all three, but in particular, I think the government does need to answer the key question. It's simply not good enough for the Taoiseach to say we should have had an early warning as if the government were bystanders on this. It was incumbent on government to put in place a system whereby we would have an early warning as to this really acute risk to the security of our supply of energy in Ireland. And we're seeing just in recent days such alarming reports from the energy regulator. I think certainly there are questions to be answered about why these alarms were not being raised sooner by the regulator and indeed by Eirgrid. But government isn't simply a bystander on this. And government should have put in place long before now the significant investments necessary to ensure that we would have not only an early warning system, but indeed that we would put in place measures to ensure energy security, particularly in the form of renewable energy. And I have to say, we in Labour are, you know, very much an environmental party. We support government's ambitious targets, but we've been very critical of the delays in delivery of the means to achieve those targets, in particular on offshore wind.
We can talk about some of the delays in that delivery, but first, there is a review now. It has been announced. It will be carried out by the former Secretary General of the Department of the Taoiseach, Dermot McCarthy, and it will be looking at this whole question of energy security. And that will surely deliver and deliver quickly the answers that you're looking for.
Well, I do welcome the fact that we have a review now announced, but it's very late in the day to have this review. I've looked back. I see the energy regulator warning in July that risk to security of supply was acute. I think government should have moved at that point, if not to put in place this review, and I think Dermot McCarthy is very well respected. But, you know, however efficient and effective the review is, it will take some time to complete. I think the projection is it will be completed by the end of this year. We'll already then be some months into winter. We will have seen, I think, people who are already suffering such severe impacts from this horrendous increase in energy prices, and also suffering potentially, as we now know, from shortages in supply, from potentially from blackouts. And we know, and your earlier report from Robert Short tells us very starkly, the hugely increased costs of electricity and of gas and of energy generally for so many households across Ireland, that this is really going to bite before this review can at all be completed. So I think that's the real concern.
The energy regulator is talking about introducing emergency tariffs. Is that the way to go?
Well, I saw that, and I think, again, this is a very sudden announcement to make. I think there are other things that the government could do and that we've called on them to do to tackle immediate measures, I should say, to tackle cost, like price caps. We have the power to do this. The government can reach for the maximum price orders tool in the Consumer Protection Act. And indeed, my colleague, Deputy Jed Nash, has written to the chair of the Oireachtas Enterprise Committee to request that the Competition and Consumer Protection Authority would interrogate this, that this would be a mechanism to ensure that costs would be tackled for people and for households. We've also called for the extension of the fuel allowance, and indeed, crucially, we've called for a windfall tax to be introduced by government, a tax on the profits of energy companies. We've seen it in the past, for example, in Britain, a rate of 62% imposed by former chancellor there on profits in the North Sea, where prices were high. So I think there are ways to deal with this, that there are alternative means that would address the really serious issue of cost for households, and indeed that would also penalise this enormous windfall tax.
Where are you and the Labour Party on this whole question now around data centres, which are big users of electricity, and whether there should be a contraction on data centres?
Yes, I think this is again a real concern, and I suppose this goes to looking at the issue of supply of power, which is, you know, cost is clearly one huge issue, and we say the government could be doing a lot more to tackle that in the immediate short term. But there is the other issue of supply, which is clearly a huge issue, and data centres are a big part of that. We have immense concern in Labour about the proportion of our electricity consumption that is represented by data centres. We voted for a pause in the introduction of new data centres. We think it's unsustainable to see the increase in the consumption by the proportion of our electricity that is consumed by data centres.
All right, so just to be clear, you want a pause in the development and construction of data centres. Is that the Labour position?
Yes, and indeed the opposition united on this point, because we are concerned about the extent to which data centres are now responsible for energy consumption. We know that the overall share of metered electricity that was consumed by data centres in the last 6 years has tripled from 5% in 2015 to 14% last year. Some very alarming projections about that by 2023 data centres could be using perhaps two-thirds of Ireland's electricity. So clearly that's unsustainable. We do need to pause this. We need to look and see how can we tackle this? How can we address this?
But a pause of Anabatchik will not in any way reduce the number of data centres you already have consuming large quantities of electricity and large quantities of power and energy.
And we're looking at mechanisms to address that exactly, that there are ways in which to require, for example, data centres to be self-generating, to ensure that they themselves are responsible for creating the investment necessary in renewables. And I suppose that's, as I say, a huge issue for us.
But will that help this winter?
Well, we think that there are immediate ways we can see cost addressed, and that's the big issue for so many people. On security, we do believe that the government needs to move far more swiftly on renewable development, on offshore wind. We know we can become a superpower. We saw Denmark moving this way quickly. We think we can do so too. But we absolutely believe
it's not the immediate solution to the now.
No, and the government has been far too slow to react to what has clearly been a building crisis, particularly exacerbated by the brutal war in Ukraine and by Russia's weaponising of their own fuel supply. And that, you know, but this has been, I suppose, predictable, very predictable, particularly in the last few months since the war in Ukraine has escalated.
Labour leader,
government should have moved sooner.
Ivana Bacik, thank you for joining us on the News at One.